channel. I'm thrilled to really dive into this topic today that is going to help you achieve big goals. Whether it's big goals in your personal life or big goals in your business and your leadership, today's video is going to help you accomplish that, because when it comes to discipline, I'm going to share 5 tips that will help you be more disciplined, and I'm going to relate it to a 100-mile trail run that I just ran. And how did I take the discipline that I needed to go through that grueling 100-mile trail run and really accomplish that big goal? So for me, it was a 100-mile trail run. For you, it may be something different. Maybe you're looking to start a new business. You're looking to elevate your business. You're looking to just elevate yourself and your leadership and your personal life. My hope is that these 5 things I give you today, it's going to help you grow in whatever it is that you're looking to grow and help you accomplish the big goal that you have set for your life. So as we dive in, I'm Dan. I'm founder of Built for the Trades. And at Built for the Trades, we help business leaders all around the nation grow their business through ultimately growing themselves first and then growing their teams around them, allowing them to build self-operating businesses where they can spend more time with their family and doing the things that they love. So let's get started. Discipline versus motivation. Discipline is doing the things that need to be done to accomplish the big goal on the days, the times that you don't feel like it. See, motivation is doing the things to accomplish the big goal that you have set for your life on the days that you do feel like it. Motivation gets you started, but discipline keeps you going even when the going gets tough. I want you to think about discipline as a muscle. And that muscle you have to exercise in order to grow it. And see, the first time you go to the gym and you exercise, right, you get sore the next day. You wake up, you're like, man, I'm sore. I don't know if I want to go back. And some people will go a few times and they'll fall off. And some people will go and they will start to see the results after time. You see, the biggest demotivator is going for a week or so, being really sore and not seeing that your biceps got any bigger. Well, all that was motivation. If you relate that and you kind of shift that into discipline, you got to keep going week in and week out, month in and month out to really start to see those gains. So that was an example of exercising your muscle. If you take it, and the example is that I set a big goal in my business that I want to revenue $1 million this year, and last year I only revenued $500,000. And I know there's going to be some steps along the way that I got to do things different. I got to get out of my comfort zone. I got to slow down and work on my business. Maybe I need to hire a coach to help me out. Those are all things that could be uncomfortable that are going to require you leaning into discipline to do it consistently. And you may try it and you may get a little sore. You may fall flat on your face and realize that, wow, this is harder than I thought. See, but motivation gets you started. But even in that example, like going back to the gym, right? You got to go back time and time again. You got to exercise getting out of your comfort zone time and time again, even on the days you don't feel like it. Let's go back to the 100-mile trail journey. You see, there's a few things. When it comes to 100 miles, the first thing is it's crazy. A lot of people call me crazy, think I'm crazy. Why would you want to run 100 miles, Dan? I don't even want to drive 100 miles. And I don't want to drive 100 miles either. And when I think about it like that, it sounds really crazy. But first, I want you to realize this is a lifelong dream for me. This is 15 years in endurance sports in the making for me to do this. But it definitely took these 5 steps to get it done. And the first thing I want you to focus on is beginning with the why. You see, when you're looking into the future and you're defining like the overall goal or the objective, you have to really think about the why first, because a lot of times we get stuck in short term and we need to go long term. And when the going gets tough, you need to have this why defined. And for me, my why was I wanted to show my kids, my younger kids. I have 4 kids. My oldest is almost 17. My younger 3 are like 9, 7, and 5. And it had been 6 years since I've accomplished any kind of big endurance goal. And so my why was I wanted to show my younger 3 kids that dad can set a goal, work hard, and even when the going is tough, he can accomplish that goal. Even when there's things outside of his control that are not going his way, he can commit to that goal and accomplish it. So that was my why. And as I go through my story, you're going to understand that I really needed to lean on that why in order to get this thing done. Number two, now that you have your why, I want you to share your why with your accountability partner. You see, because whenever the going is tough, you're going to have somebody who is going to talk reason into you. And, so my accountability partner for the 100 miles was my wife. She believed in me before I believed in myself. She encouraged me before I even signed up for the race. You can do this. This is a lifelong goal. I'm going to support you 100%. And then she trained with me. She spent some time training with me. She spent some time doing some of the races that we did that kind of led up to the big race. She did all that with me. We got to the race day. It was raining. It was muddy. The weather was horrible. There were things outside of our control that we couldn't control. And when the going got tough at mile 79 and a half, when I said, "Lauren, I don't have it in me anymore. I want to quit." 3 o'clock in the morning, I had been running since 6:15 the previous morning. I want to quit. She was able to look me in the eye and say, "Look, think about what you committed to doing. Think about the why. Think about the kids. Think about the time, the 7 months of training that you put in to get this done. Think about all that, and then realize that you are almost 80 miles into 100 miles. You've already done the hard part. You've already done that hard part. So we're down to the last 20 miles. Let me run with you. Let me support you. Let me encourage you." And I still wanted to quit. I was hurting so bad. I had blisters, legs hurting. I still wanted to quit. But she wouldn't let me quit because she believed in that dream. She believed in that goal just as much, and at that moment, more than I did. And we're going to talk about how that relates to business or life, big goals that you have. I'm talking about big, big, scary goals that you have for your life. Number three. So once you, we, number one was starting with the why. Number two was sharing that why, the accountability partner. Number three was setting a clear timeline to accomplish this goal. In the race, I had to sign up for a race. I had to put the money down. I had to commit to it. I knew the day that I needed to be healthy, I needed to be there, and I needed to be ready to go because if you don't do that, you can keep kind of kicking that goal can down the road. Just kick it down the road. Okay, maybe I'll get to it next month or the next month. So you need to set that goal date and you need to share that with your accountability partner, and y'all need to both be committed to getting that goal accomplished. Number four, you need to turn that goal into just bite-sized pieces, like just bite-sized chunks to where, okay, I'm gonna run 100 miles. Right now, I need to see if I can run 5 miles. So I'm going to start training. I'm going to run 5 miles, and then I'm going to take a rest the next day, and then I'm going to try to run 5 miles again. And I start to build out what are these small chunks of goals, like I guess sub-goals within your big goal. Like, what does that look like? And for running a trail run, a 100-mile trail run, you may start at running like 5 or 10 miles a week, but by the time you get 3 weeks out to your race, you may be running 60 or 70 miles a week. It's a big difference, but you don't just do that overnight. You have to start off small. And as you accomplish those goals, this is really, really important. On the days that I had bad days, maybe my workout was bad, or I overslept, or I had family things that took me away from being able to get my workout done, I had one or two choices. I could just like be down because I missed my workout, and I could try to make it up the next day or that night. Or I could just say, "Look, there's things outside of my control that kept me from getting my workout done, but I'm not going to let that affect tomorrow. So I'm not going to try to do more to make it up. I'm just going to go back to my schedule, back to that little sub goal I have set for myself, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to accomplish that. I'm only going to look forward." See, that's really important when it comes to accomplishing any big goal, because if I try to make it up, and I'm talking about running here, if I try to make it up, I'm going to get injured. I'm going to overtrain. I'm going to end up injuring myself. Now, and if we relate it to a business goal or a big goal there, if I try to make it up, it's going to end up getting frustrating. I may lack the quality in that sub goal, but also I'm going to lack the motivation, ultimately the discipline because there's only so much time that we have, and if I keep trying to make up days that I missed, eventually that motivation's going to wear off and the discipline's going to wear off because I just feel like, okay, I don't have enough time for it. So just remember, set small sub goals, little bites and pieces that you can bite off along the way to accomplishing the big goal. And when you do fall short, don't try to make it up. That's going to be a big thing. And then number five, when it comes to accomplishing these goals, I want you to reframe your mindset. So that last lap of my 100 miles, that last 20 miles, after my wife, my accountability partner talked me into going back out for it. It was just one step at a time. Stay present. Forward is a motion. And when I got to the point where I was just in tears because I had so much pain, she would just remind me, hey, just verbally say, you're okay. You can do this. So step five is reframing your mindset. You see, I didn't have to train and do 100 miles. I got to. I am blessed enough that I have a healthy body. I have healthy knees. I could go out and accomplish that. And not everybody can do that. But my mindset was, I don't have to do this. I get to do this. My next mindset was, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the suck. Embrace it. One step at a time. 1 mile at a time. And in that last 20 miles, there was three aid stations. And aid stations, where you can get your drink and some food. And they're about 5 miles apart. And so the first, we broke that last 20-mile goal into three sub-goals. Actually, four. First one is just move forward one step at a time. Right? Just one step at a time. And then the second goal was, let's just get to that first aid station. And let's see how you feel when we get there. And okay, we got there. And I'm starting to feel better, right? I was on my last, after that, I had 15 more miles to go to accomplish 100 miles. The next goal was, let's just get to where the sun comes up. Because the sun was coming back up that next day. And my wife said, Lauren said, when the sun comes back up, you're going to feel like a new person. We're going to feel refreshed and ready to go. And so the next goal was just keep moving forward, keep running until that sun came up. And then the next goal was, let's just get to the next aid station and let's see how we feel. And then after that, it was just, let's just keep moving forward. That finish line was calling us forward. And we were just shuffling our way there, running when we can, hiking when we can, and just believing that we can do it as a team. And that's what helped me accomplish achieving 100 miles. Along the way, there were so many things that were outside of my control. First, 10 inches of rain in the area that I was running left rivers of running through the trails. And so for 29 hours, I had wet feet. I have never run in a situation like that for that long. I had two pairs of shoes, multiple pairs of socks, but there's nothing I can do about my feet. And about 16 hours in, my feet started to tear. I started to have blisters that I've never had before. And it got to the point where I forgot about the pain in my legs because my feet were excruciating. And along the way, I had to just embrace it. I did what I could control. I could not control the weather. I could not control the way my feet were. But I could control my mindset and how I embraced the journey and how I just reset those expectations in my mind towards accomplishing those big goals. So you might be wondering, how does this relate to leadership or how does this relate to business? And I just want you to imagine like this big goal that you have, this big scary goal, maybe that you want to start a business. You've been working in the trades for a while and you want to go out and you want to start your business. I can go, and maybe you want to do it because you want financial freedom. You want to be able to control your future. You're tired of working and making somebody else wealthy. Like you want to go out and do that. So the first thing is you got to really begin with your why. You got to really dive into what is your why for what you for starting that new business that you want to start. Number two, you need to share that why with your accountability partner. If your accountability partner is not on board with you starting that new business, guess what? Don't start that new business. But if he or she is on board for that, then that's going to be awesome. Go at it together. Go at it as a team. Number three, set a timeline to accomplish that goal. You may be working for somebody else and you know that by, hey, this date, this year, we're going to start this new business. But as soon as you set that timeline, as soon as you get into breaking that goal down, you realize in order to get there may be 50 sub goals that you need to accomplish in order to get to that point of starting that business. Write those things down. Start small. Start building some momentum and accomplishing those goals. And remember that, hey, if you had one off day, you didn't get that goal done, don't go back the next day and try to stack it up. Just go ahead and keep moving forward and come back to that after you accomplish the goals. Or delegate it to somebody else to help you accomplish that. Because last thing I want you to do is get frustrated or get injured, get frustrated and lose that discipline that you have towards accomplishing that. And then next thing you know, you're moving your goal timeline again and again and again. And then maybe one day it never happens. So get those sub goals, bite off one piece at a time and keep moving forward. And then number five, when you get down on yourself and you're doubting yourself and you're wondering, can I do this? Can I start this new business? Am I good enough? Reframe that mindset. Remember, you don't have to do it. You get to do it, right? And if you're, I mean, another simple way of looking at it is just embracing that journey and realizing that there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. But if you're realizing that you're blessed to get to do, to get to go out and take that risk and start that new business, you're going to be in so much better, or in such a better place than you would if you got down on yourself and you said things like, I can't do this. And maybe just reframe that I can't do this to, you know what? I'm going through a tough time, but how can I navigate through this? What are the opportunities that I can embrace in order to move through this? See, if I say I can't do this, I'm never going to be good enough, that's a victim mindset. But if you just reframe that, maybe you had that victim mindset for a moment, and you thought about this video and you thought, you know, maybe if I just reframe that a little bit, you know, instead of saying I can't do this or I'm never going to be good enough, I can start thinking, you know, though I'm going through tough times right now, what's the opportunities? How can I overcome this? How can I get better through this? So whether you're looking to conquer a 100-mile journey or any other big goal that you have for yourself, or maybe you're starting that business, the ultimate key to success is to lean on that discipline. Lean on these five key factors of determining the why, sharing that why with your accountability partner, setting a timeline to accomplish those goals, breaking those goals into little sub-goals that you can accomplish, and remembering that as you're accomplishing those sub-goals, keep looking forward, don't look backwards. Don't let yourself get frustrated if the day doesn't go as planned or accomplishing that sub-goal does not go as planned. And then just reframe your mindset, because there's going to be times where the going is tough and you're going to have to think differently. You're going to have to speak differently. And my hope is that this video helps you go out, crush your goals. If you like this, we'd love to hear from you, review it, comment on it, and we hope to see you next time. Hope you have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you later.